Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Baba Basra Daf Pei Baba Basra 80. In today's Daf Yomi, the Mishnah tells us that when you sell a tree, what is considered to be sold as part of that tree, and what do you have to leave behind as a result? And so says the Gemara, if it says the Mishnah on Pei Amid Aleph, if you sell an olive tree, Zaysim Lakutz, if you sell the olive tree, and the assumption is that you're selling the olive tree in order for the tree to be cut down and its wood to be used, then Maniach Shtei Grupiot, that the person who buys the olive tree can't just uproot the whole tree because he's getting the tree for its wood. And so therefore, he has to leave behind two branches to allow the olive tree to regenerate properly and grow more wood. And in this context, the Gemara cites a brisa on Payama Bays, which goes into other things. Not only is this the case with respect to an olive tree, but also with respect to other things. Tana Rabbanan Halokech Ilan Mechaver, if you just buy a regular tree from your friend, then the assumption is, since you bought the tree Lakutz to cut down, Magbiyam and you have to leave behind a tree stump that is at least one tefach tall to allow the tree trunk to regenerate. And what is a tefach? A tefach is approximately 3 to 4 inches. If it is besuas hashikma, says the brisa, if it is a baby sycamore tree, a sycamore tree that has never been cut back, then gimel tefachim, then 3 tefachim. Sadan hashikma, if it's a mature sycamore tree, 2 tefachim, beis tefachim. Bekanam ugefanam, if it's a reed or a grapevine, minapakak ulamala, then you can only cut it from the knot at the bottom of the vine and upward. That's what's necessary in order to allow the grapevine to regenerate. Bidikalim ubarazim, if it's a palm tree and a cedar tree, well, about this, there's a different law. About this, we're not concerned that you leave behind a tree stump to regenerate, because we say here that these trunks can never regenerate anyway. So it says the Braisa, Chofer u'masharesh, that you can really uproot it from the ground, Lofisha ink is unmachlif, because their trunks do not regenerate. This idea seemingly is just a technical idea about how much, if you sell a palm tree or a cedar tree, you don't have to worry about uprooting everything if you're the purchaser. And at this point, it seems like it's just a mere transaction. But the Gemara, as is its practice, will take this idea and turn it into a beautiful homiletic teaching. And so says the Gemara. The Gemara questions this: what do you mean that the palm tree and their cedar tree do not regenerate? How is that really the case? Ve'erez en gezel machlif, do you really mean to say that a cedar tree's trunk will not regenerate? Va'adarash Rabbi Chiya bar Lulinai. But we have expounded this verse. What does it mean when it states in Tehillim 92, verse 13 in the Psalms, Tzadika tamar yifrach, ke'erez ba'vanon yiskeh, a righteous person will flourish like a palm tree, like a cedar in the Lebanon, it will flourish. What does that mean? Why does it need to say both a palm and a cedar? Im nomar tamar, lama nemar eras. If it says a palm, why does it need to say cedar? And if it says a cedar, why does it need to say a palm? So the Gemara explains, Ilu nemar eras, v'lo nemar tamar. If it had just said a cedar tree and had not said a palm tree, Hayisi omer, ma eras ein osin peros, I would state that just like a cedar tree does not produce fruits, aft sadik enos et perus, I might have said, God forbid, that just like a cedar tree does not produce fruits, if a righteous person was compared only to a cedar tree, I might have thought the righteous person also will not produce fruits. Lakach nemar tamar. Therefore, the verse also compares a righteous person to a palm tree. V'im nemar tamar, if we just say the palm tree, v'lo nemar erez, and I didn't compare it, the righteous person, to a cedar tree, I might have said, Hayisi omer, ma tamar en gizo machlif, af tzadik en gizo machlif. I might have said, just like the palm tree does not regenerate, so too the righteous person will not regenerate. Therefore, it states an eres. So the basic teaching, the exposition of this verse is that it needs to say a palm tree and a cedar tree, because if a righteous person was just compared to a cedar tree, we might have thought that just like a cedar doesn't produce fruits, a righteous person wouldn't produce fruits. And if the righteous person was just compared to the palm tree, we might have thought just like the palm tree doesn't regenerate, so too the righteous person won't regenerate. But we see from here that it says the palm tree doesn't regenerate, so the cedar tree does regenerate. So that's a very basic question, and the Talmud, and it seems to contradict the Braisa, which says a cedar tree does regenerate. So the the Braisa seems to say a cedar tree does not regenerate, and yet this teaching says a cedar tree does regenerate. So the Gemara says, yeah, we're not bothered by that question, because there's the word Erez can refer to many different types of trees. There can be up to 10 trees that are contained within this context of a cedar tree. And so therefore, it's possible that when we say that it does regenerate, that's referring to one type of cedar tree, and when we say it doesn't regenerate, that's referring to a different type of cedar tree. And so therefore, that's how we explain that technical contradiction. We also see here a beautiful idea that the Talmud has taken this transactional relationship about how much of a tree you could cut down and cites within it the verse from the Psalms that tells us about the tzaddik is like a palm tree and like a cedar tree, and the fact that their fruits are always regenerating, and they are always producing fruits, and that their tree is always going to regenerate. So what does this mean, that the tzaddik produces fruits? So we say that we might have thought that the righteous person is only producing fruits in this world and not in the world to come. So we're being told that the tzaddik, they are always producing fruits, meaning to say that their actions have consequences, that are beautiful actions. And if a person does something good in this world, not only they're producing something good in this world, fruits, but it will regenerate forever. So the implications of a good act that we do, of a righteous act that we do, can literally last for all of eternity. That is the idea. The power of doing something good is like a palm tree and like a cedar tree, that it can regenerate and produce fruits forever.